every week you find a new reason to be healthy. Nom,
nom, nom. Nom, nom, nom. Tell me to
you can eat it, just don't chew and speak at the same time.
We went rolling.
We went rolling. We went rolling.
And welcome back to Even More Mashed Up. It's a podcast that comes once a week from Misericordia University. Two professors just talking about all things pop culture. I'm Alan.
And I'm Patrick. Today we've got a special episode lined up.
Oh, it's an exciting day.
Yes, our pop culture grab bag, a pop culture potpourri, or a...
Some would call it a potpourri.
Potpourri.
A potpourri. That's what I meant to say. Pop. Potpourri? No.
No. Potpourri. No, that's pretty much what
totally
it is.
Totally different thing.
It's a potpourri. It's a... Wow. That... I cannot believe that.
Maybe we should try that one again.
The softest of softballs.
Yes.
And
I have been thinking about it. That was a potpourri, which is wrong.
No, because that would be, you know, sort of how you pronounce it, potpourri.
No, potpourri. I was thinking of a pope.
We're not talking about the... Well, I don't know what we're talking about today, because we just have questions. We did questions once before.
Do you want to explain what the potpourri is?
Yes. So we did a previous episode, which was questions about pop culture from your kids.
Which were brilliant questions and led to... Maybe the most famous.
It led to the Shasta discussion, didn't it?
Conversation ever.
Yeah,
the Shasta conversation.
So we thought we would do the same thing with my nieces and nephews. So
no pressure, but they've got a high bar.
They do.
To live up to.
My older sister, her three kids came up with questions, theoretically. my older sister said 20 questions.
There was no FOE.
There's a chance they might all be from my actual older sister. I'm not sure. We'll know as we get into the questions.
But we thought we should do a pop. Potpourri. Got it right that time.
There you go.
Because it is one of the highest rated shows we've ever done.
It's the most listened to episode so far.
You know, questions Austin kids ask.
So clearly,
yeah.
Episode 7 is where we start to pander.
I thought we'd been pandering for a while.
Not well, apparently.
But we did get our first fan mail.
Yes.
Last night, an email from a listener.
Whoa.
Subscriber.
I'm not sure we
fair
got
fair point.
The first
Mason
fan
only emailed me, despite the fact he knows Patrick almost as well.
He knows me as well. And actually,
ended the email deliberately saying he was not going to send it to me.
Yeah, it felt a little personal for you. So it felt like fan mail for me and hate mail for you.
A little bit. Or just, you know, the disregard
usual.
Mail.
I was going to say the usual.
Yeah, just yeah. Sort of, you know,
but the best point,
disregard.
And Dan will appreciate this, given the pre-show that we were going to tape but didn't get taped. The fan mail said it was just like the comic book class we teach together, but as if we left the door open and Richard would shout things through every once in a while. And that's a direct quote.
That is a direct quote from
So thank you, Mason. We appreciate the support. Yes. And the chance to kind of pile on Richard is always
always doubly appreciated. And next year when you teach a comic class, I'll be out the door yelling things.
I think I hear somebody shouting.
I think I do. Yes.
Listen to me.
So a nice shout out to Mason.
Yeah.
From both of us.
Yes. From both of us, not from Richard, who ironically is the one who shouts through the door.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
So, ready for the first question.
Potpourri, question number one. Now, apparently, the nieces and nephews wrote some 20-odd questions.
Yes.
We won't finish them all today.
Very unlikely.
Cliffhanger.
Crossover.
Crossover cliffhanger?
Yes.
You'll have to finish the show next Monday on the mashup, CougarRadio.net from 2 to 3 p.m.
Eastern.
Eastern time.
That's right. So part two. So it's an epic crossover.
It's the first crossover.
It is the first crossover. It's sort of like the first, like, Flash Arrow crossover.
Exactly.
So.
Except it's between the mashup and Even More Mashed Up.
Yes. It's a crossover in the sense that we do both of these things.
I feel like we should ask a question at this
point.
Yes.
All right. Here we go.
Ooh, they're cut into this little strips of paper.
All right. This is question number 20.
Question number 20?
They're numbered, apparently. Count Chocula or Boo Berry cereal?
Oh, now that's actually a quality question, but perhaps
a
trick question, because the answer is, of course, Frankenberry.
No, the answer is Count Chocula.
Yeah,
no.
Count Chocula.
No.
And I'm rethinking now that I'm on Richard's side.
Yeah, again.
Count Chocula. And I'm happy again.
Count Chocula is wrong. I feel like my position is now suspect.
Here's the thing about Count Chocula, and I don't know how you feel about it, but there's such better chocolate cereals, right? Like, if you want a chocolate cereal, you're going to go Cocoa Pebbles.
Or Cocoa Puffs.
No, Cocoa Pebbles. Cocoa Puffs are not as good.
No, that's not
true. Cocoa Pebbles are the supreme chocolate.
No, no.
Sweetened cereal.
No, the problem with Cocoa Pebbles is that you have to, like, pour half of the box into the bowl to get, like, a decent breakfast.
That's true.
Because they're so tiny.
They come in tiny boxes, and you're right. Like, one box is about a breakfast worth.
Yeah, exactly.
But it is the best of the chocolate cereals.
See, I would go with Cocoa Puffs. Or Cookie Crisp.
Not a chocolate cereal.
Sure it is. It's got chocolate in it.
It has chocolate in it, but it's not a chocolate cereal.
It's a chocolate cereal.
No.
Yes. No. That is totally legit.
No, it's cookie.
It's chocolate chip cookies.
It's cookie.
It's chocolate chip cookies.
What's it called?
It's called Cookie Crisp.
Thank you. Cookie Crisp. It's a cookie flavor.
It doesn't have to have chocolate in the title.
I think it does.
No.
Cocoa Pebbles.
You are making random rules.
Cocoa Puffs.
Count Chocula.
Count Chocula. Like, it seems like there is a pretty seriously established set of rules for So Frankenberry is the best of those three. But between Count Chocula and Boo Berry, doesn't it kind of boil down to what you're in the mood for?
Well, seeing as how I've never had any of the monster-themed cereals.
What?
What?
I can't really say.
That's ridiculous.
I know. I always wanted them as a child, but we never had them.
Really?
Yeah, I always wanted to try the Count Chocula because I loved the commercials when they would come out.
Was there no sweetened cereal in your house?
Oh, no, there was sweetened cereal.
But not the monster cereals.
Yeah, no. This is what's funny, because I'm pretty sure this is not a Julie question.
Yeah.
Because Julie hates cereal.
Hates cereal?
Oh, she hates cereal. Yeah.
That's weird.
Well, because what would happen is Julie would not want to eat her cereal.
Yes.
And so my mom would keep it, and she would go to school, and then she would make Julie eat it. So it would be like soggy and
gross. Like sitting in milk all day?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she would actually make Julie eat it.
I think that's a true story. Like that kind of cereal. Ugh.
I think that's a true story. But yeah, Julie hates cereal.
Yeah.
Particularly sweetened cereal.
Oh, I love sweetened cereal. Like if I could eat sweetened cereal all the time, that might be my
number one
choice.
Well, this is one of the things that I was shocked about, Cocoa Puffs being vegan.
Yes.
Like it never dawned on me that those things would be vegan.
You never know.
Because I just assumed, okay, they're you know, sweet and sugary cereals. There's no way this can be remotely healthy for you.
The best part of eating sweets in America,
they
have almost no food in them anymore.
That's what I realized.
It's all
chemicals.
Chemicals and additives and
artificial colorings. Yeah. They're like, so that's apparently totally vegan.
Yeah. Probably not good for us, but tasty.
Yeah. So, yeah, so I just always, you know.
The monster cereal question is a great question.
Yeah, it is a great.
I think if you ask me again next week, I'd have a different answer.
Well, next week it's off the shelf, aren't they? They only like come out during this time of year.
No, they're year round.
When
I was a kid, we used to eat it year round.
Nowadays, it's seasonal.
Yeah, I would say they're seasonal now.
What?
Yeah,
I mean, I'm sure there's some place you can find that might have them like in stock.
I bet in Ohio they have them year round.
At the P&R, I bet you they have last year's.
Yeah,
you know,
I'm just saying, you know, the leftovers.
Hey, the best part of cereals like that, the marshmallows get better the staler they are.
I don't think that is true.
Oh,
no,
it's
that's
totally
100% true.
It's like eating anything marshmallow. Like, the staler it gets, the better. Lucky Charms, better.
Yeah. Ooh, I like Lucky Charms.
So wait, you ate Lucky Charms as a kid?
Oh, yeah.
But not the monster cereals.
Yeah, we just never had the monster cereals.
I'm trying to understand what your parents had against the monsters.
I don't know what it was either. We just never had them. Like, I always liked them when the commercials would come on. That's the only reason I like Count Chocula, is because I liked the commercial with Count Chocula.
You don't like Count Chocula. You've never had it.
I was talking about the person.
The character?
It turns out he's not a person.
I was talking about the marketing icon.
Not sure if you're aware or not.
The cartoon?
Yeah. Guess you're a fan of the...
Hey, to be fair,
the cartoon.
Cartoons are realer to me than for most people.
Fair enough.
In my defense.
Now, I will warn you, as Dan Films,
yes,
don't raise your hands above your head in any kind of embarrassing way, because
it
will become something that will be mocked widely on the social media.
I was trying to remember, like, how that happened.
What was I doing? Like, was it like spelling Ohio?
I don't know what you were doing.
The earth is this shape.
was it the
Richard's
Cage?
Head is about this big, you know?
I was trying to think, were you imitating Colin Kaepernick's hair or something? Was that what it was supposed to be?
I'm not sure it was me. It might have been Photoshopped.
No, it was clearly you.
Well, it was me sitting here, but they could have put
the arms
in with the Misericordia technology.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Yeah.
Because number one, they'd probably be like cartoon arms.
Fair enough.
Yeah. So, are you ready for the next question?
Have we exhausted the monster cereal debate?
I don't know.
It's made me hungry.
Do you have a favorite cereal, just in general?
Cocoa Pebbles, I think.
Okay, that is the favorite?
I don't like chocolate, but Cocoa Pebbles is my favorite cereal.
Wait a minute.
It's true.
You don't like chocolate.
I am a conundrum.
But... There's one word for it.
But it's either Cocoa Pebbles or Lucky Charms.
Okay.
I really like cereals with marshmallows.
Lucky Charms are vegan too. Cocoa Pebbles don't have marshmallows.
I said two. As in addition.
Oh, okay. It sounded like you were saying that was the reason you liked both.
No, no.
Okay. How about least favorite cereal? I know what my least favorite cereal is.
What is your least favorite cereal?
Kix.
Yeah.
Oh, no, but the, so vile.
No, but the berry Kix?
I've never had the berry
Kix. Actually pretty good.
I just remember my mom bought like regular Kix for us. Oh, just the worst tasting cereal
ever. We're clearly losing our cereal endorsement, but Kix tastes like cardboard.
Yeah, kids like it's just little balls of cardboard.
Kids like Kix for what Kix has got. Moms like Kix for what Kix has not. Yeah.
That's all I remember of the jingle.
It's a terrible jingle.
It is a terrible jingle. Go with a terrible cereal.
How about
cereal.
King Vitamin? I used to love King Vitamin.
Never had that. That might be an Ohio thing.
No? Oh, never mind then.
Number one, that's a terrible name. King Vitamin?
I know, but like moms like, really like the vitamin part. Oh,
kids like the King part?
We like the part that it tasted like Crunch Berry, Captain Crunch.
You know, Captain Crunch I never liked because it chewed up the top of my mouth.
That's what Vicky says, but I love Captain Crunch.
Yeah.
You'd be hard-pressed to find a sweetened cereal I don't like. Like, it's Cookie one of Crisp. My weaknesses in life. One of my less favorites, but I'll eat it.
Oh, okay.
And it's good. Yeah, it's good, but it's not the greatest.
Yeah, Kix is my, just the worst.
I really like Grape Nuts, too.
Really?
Yeah, Grape Nuts are good. You got to let them soak in the milk for a while.
Oh.
You got to pull a Julie. Let them sit in the milk for, like, about 8 hours.
Overnight.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Yeah. I don't like any of the Grape Nuts, the Bran Flakes, like any of those Special K. Huh. None of the healthy cereals.
Because you usually skew a little bit older. In what you like.
Really, I'm the older the man who loves his Grape Nuts. Really.
It does seem
I'm the one.
Cookie Crisp versus myself. Grape Nuts.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I didn't say I would pick Grape Nuts
really?
Over Cookie Crisp.
Oh, I love Grape Nuts.
No, I do love Grape Nuts.
You love Grape Nuts, and Cookie Crisp is one of your least favorite cereals, so it feels like, you would pick Grape Nuts.
Says the guy who loves Frasier and Murder, She Wrote.
Don't turn this back on me.
This has become old man hour. We should probably change the topic.
Hey, get off our lawn! All right, let's see what we got next. We have...
By the way, trick-or-treating, did you have to tell anybody to get off your lawn last night?
I did not.
Excellent.
Here's the question we knew was coming.
Oh, wait. Does it have something to do with Duran Duran?
Possibly.
All right. Lay it on me.
Yes. What is your favorite Duran Duran song and why?
Okay.
So it's a two-parter.
Yes. Do you want to take this one first since I started on the cereal?
Oh, sure.
Don't steal my answer.
So
there's one Duran Duran song I like.
There's the easy answer.
Yes.
Which is that none of them are my favorite.
Yes.
And the reason why is that my sister played them incessantly throughout my childhood. Like, I know the Duran Duran catalog... almost as well as the Hall & Oates catalog.
Didn't you make her listen to Hall & Oates all the time? It seems like that's kind of a mutually assured destruction.
No, I did not. No.
All right, so what's your favorite?
I thought you
had an answer.
There's so many. Probably Hungry Like the Wolf.
No, really?
I've always liked Hungry Like the Wolf.
I'm not a fan.
Yeah, Hungry Like the Wolf. Is There Something I Should Know is another one that I've always liked.
Don't know the song.
It's because of the cheesy video.
That would be every Duran Duran video ever made.
That's not true.
What video is not cheesy?
Reflex, because it's a concert video.
I've never seen it.
What about Wild Boys?
Reflex is a terrible song.
It's a great. That was their first number one hit. 2 weeks at the top of American Top 40.
I wish you had those notebooks.
Oh, I know. I wish I did too.
10 years of your life spent every Saturday
like seven.
Cataloging the top 40.
Or 83 to 90, I think, is about what I did. Yeah.
Well, to me, there's only one Duran Duran song, because I'm not a big fan.
Right.
And it's got to be Rio.
Yeah, it's kind of cliche.
It's got a great groove to it, though.
It does.
And
you're talking about Rio the song, not Rio the album.
Yeah. I would never pick an entire album.
Okay,
yeah.
Just checking.
Yeah. Her name is Rio.
No, it's just Rio.
No, but isn't the lyric?
That's the lyric.
Her name is Rio, and she
dances on the sand.
There you go. Just like a river.
Yeah.
Twisting through
the dusty land.
Dusty land?
Yeah.
Well, I know more Duran Duran than I thought.
And when she shines.
She really shows you all she can. Yeah. Oh, Rio.
Mm-hmm.
Rio.
Dance across
the Rio Grande.
Yeah. Wow, this is our spoken word Duran Duran. Yeah.
Worst podcast
no,
ever.
That's a fantastic podcast.
Dan just nods.
It might be the worst spoken word version of Rio ever.
You know what we should do, though?
Spoken
we should
word
do
versions of songs?
An even more mashed up
album?
William Shatner spoken word album.
Oh, that would be fantastic.
Dan, can we mix an album here? So you've got the studio to make it happen. He's just
nodding. Yeah, he's just nodding.
Yeah.
He's given up.
Sure, fine, whatever.
Yeah, he's like, whatever. You guys do whatever you want. I have stopped caring. You know, your spoken word version of Rio has killed Dan.
You got to laugh sometimes.
Yeah.
And cry a lot.
Do you have a least favorite Duran Duran song?
All the rest.
Okay.
How about Girls on Film?
That's a classic.
Oh, it's awful.
It's a classic. That was the one whose video was banned.
Yeah, because they were edgy.
They were edgy back in the 80s.
Yeah, they were edgy.
Yeah. Well, and I think Edge. I think Duran Duran.
They were so pretty. They
were
edgy.
And also possibly Wham.
I bet you liked Wham, though.
No, no. Valerie liked Wham.
So wait, your family then.
Hall & Oates, Duran Duran, and Wham. Yes, that is.
Wham,
in the 80s,
Hall & Oates.
That was sort of, we had our defined.
Wow.
Valerie was also big into Madonna.
And not one of you picked a good band.
Well, except me.
Yeah, not one of you picked a good band.
I'm pretty sure I picked a great. You're right. I picked a great band.
Mm.
Zing! Oh, look at that. I gotcha. Zing. I gotcha. So, I also really like Save a Prayer. That's another good one.
Don't know it.
That's their, was their that sort the, of slow
was that
jam.
From the James Bond film?
No, was that was View to a Kill.
View to a Kill. That was a terrible song, too.
That was.
Durander, how are these guys big? Like, they
they're
made
still
it,
touring.
They made it and King's X didn't.
Yes.
Like, the world is totally unfair.
Well, they were part of the British invasion in the 80s.
Yeah.
Them, Culture Club, Wham.
Hated all that stuff. So I was driving in to pick up Bobby. Mm-hmm. Happy birthday, by the way, to Bobby
today.
It is
November Bobby's 1st. Birthday.
Big 17.
Oh, good Lord.
Yeah, right? You get old quick.
Yeah, I know. So he was 7 when I got here.
Yeah, I was driving to pick him up. Yeah. I was driving to pick him up at Peyton's house.
Okay.
And the David Bowie song, Let's Dance, came on.
Oh, such a classic.
And I thought to myself, if it weren't Bowie, I would hate that song.
I would dance.
But it's got all the hallmarks of a terrible 80s song.
It's a great song.
All synthesizer.
It's so fantastic.
Like clearly a drum machine and not a live drummer kind of working underneath it. So synthetic.
So good.
But Bowie totally transcends it and makes it, it is. It's good stuff.
Let's Dance, China Girl, Modern Love.
I'm not sure that's his peak, but it was like, it was a moment of peak Bowie.
It's peak Bowie.
But I thought to myself, like, that's the one moment where I like the stuff that you like.
Also, Dancing in the Streets with Mick Jagger.
Yeah, it wasn't my favorite.
That was a classic.
I thought Mick,
Mick
kind of dragged him down a bit.
The video is terrible.
Yeah.
With them just, Bowie's wearing, like, the big, like, trench coat thing.
I think that's when Jagger's wearing, like a track suit, right? Like a sweatsuit.
I can't remember what he's wearing. It's not their best work.
But we're way off track.
Are we?
So it seems like we ought to hit another question.
I'm pretty sure way off track is sort of our.
Well,
our
that's the whole
motto.
Point of the pop.
Yes.
Paris.
All right, here we go.
You never know what's coming next.
Oh, here's a good question.
Really?
Yes.
Yes.
Who is your favorite Star Wars character and why?
Oh boy. well, nobody from the newest one.
I figured. Not even BB-8.
Totally derivative.
Even BB-8?
You can't pick an android. You can't do that, can you?
Why are you biased against droids, dude?
Yeah.
What's with the droid hate?
What's
with the droidism?
Because there's this
droidist?
Like, no, you treat droids like a lot of people treat kid actors. Oh, they're so cute, and he rolls around
actors.
On a little ball.
Oh, come on, BB-8's adorable.
He's not a see, and there's your problem.
When he's to go BB-8 sad when he thinks Poe Dameron is dead. Oh.
Yeah, stupid.
Come on, BB-8's adorable.
Talk about pandering. That's pandering.
So then R2 and like C-3PO you don't like at all either?
No.
He's a big Ewok fan.
Hate the Ewoks.
Chief Chirpa.
Bobby and I were actually arguing about Ewoks
like
as we
names.
Were driving yesterday.
I had all the action figures. That's the only reason I know the names. Low Gray the Medicine Man.
Bobby and Nerdvana, you know what they're going to be doing? They're going to do a fantasy league next semester at SEM. And I told him that we need royalties, number one.
Yes, okay.
For the fantasy league.
Yes, clearly.
Number two, one of the fantasies they want to drop teams into is the Battle of Endor.
Oh, that would be
yeah.
Because he says it's one of the great battle scenes ever filmed.
Battle.
And I'm like, no. You
it's
know
a
why?
Great battle.
Ewoks.
Yeah, when the Ewoks take out the stormtroopers
with
the bolo rocks.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's not a good time for the Empire.
And apparently the AT-ST can't stand logs being smashed into it.
Yeah. You know, but so favorite. Who's your favorite Star Wars character? I'm going to guess Jar Jar.
No. No.
You just going for major insult.
Me don't think so.
Yeah, me so don't think so.
yeah.
And we're off the air.
Yeah. George Lucas did it, so it's cool.
Yeah,
that's true. My favorite as a kid was always Luke Skywalker.
Oh, it's like drafting Aragorn first.
I want the farm boy.
I don't know why.
Can I have Luke Skywalker?
Because I realized that Han Solo was always way cooler, but I always liked Luke Skywalker.
What does that say about you, do you think? Like, you're like, I know Han Solo is way cooler, but Luke. You know, I'm going with Skywalker.
Yeah. You know what it says about me?
The guy who kissed his sister, right?
It says everything about me. Like, that just kind of sums me up in a nutshell.
I'm going to go to the
dude
phone.
Likes Luke Skywalker, yeah. Even though he knows Solo is better.
That and that in your relationship with Casey Kasem.
Yeah. So, but yeah, no, Luke Skywalker, particularly when he's in the Black Jedi outfit. Yeah. That was sweet.
I always liked Chewbacca. Mm. I just found him, like, different and interesting. I was a little kid. Like, what did I know?
Yeah. So, droids you can't like,
yeah.
But Wookiees you can.
Yeah, Chewbacca's not a kid.
Okay.
No.
Okay, how do you know?
Maybe
one.
In his culture,
because
they live a very long time. I think in his culture he
he's
actually
not
is
played
kind of
by a kid.
Oh, okay.
Is my point, right? You've heard my theory on
C-3PO. Not played by a kid.
And neither is C-3PO. They're played by
adults.
Yeah,
but droids are stupid. They are they are stand-in for kids.
When you say droids, are you talking about them in general or the Saturday morning cartoon?
Was there a Saturday morning cartoon?
Yeah, droids. It was called droids.
Don't know it.
I never watched it, but it was called droids.
I never liked the droids. Like, the people who are big fans of droids, I always suspected them.
I'm a big fan of particular droids.
I know. I suspect people like that.
Like BB-8.
Yeah.
I like BB-8, R5-D4.
What they should do for droids is what I want to do for kid actors.
Oh.
Don't hire them anymore, but have adults play them with a little placard hung around their neck that says, I am playing a child.
I don't think that's going to work.
So it would just be, I'm playing a droid.
Yeah, I don't. Beep, boop, boop.
Actually, yeah,
if that were being filmed, it would be
Star
good.
Star Wars like that. BB-8 is just some guy with a sign. The
low I'm rolling Star around Wars. On a little ball.
It would be like the...
Oh, is Poe Dameron dead?
You've seen the, the SNL sketch of the auditions for Force Awakens.
No, I have not.
Oh, they have, I can't remember the one actor on SNL. He's Danny DeVito.
Oh, you're a big Danny DeVito guy, right?
Auditioning for the role of BB-8.
Yeah.
So he's wearing a BB-8 t-shirt, and then he just curls up in a ball and starts rolling around as Danny DeVito.
Yeah.
I thought you would appreciate that.
That's good. That's good.
Yeah. So Chewbacca. Yeah. That's a fair choice.
Yeah, you know, like, I just... Do you think...
No Boba Fett?
You know what would be the better...
Boba Fett was my favorite.
Of course it is.
The better SNL skit for, like, tryouts for the new Star Wars would just be showing the tryouts for the old Star Wars. Since it's nothing but a collection of the old films put together.
It's an homage. It's a postmodern
pastiche
of these
films. We've heard the pastiche argument repeatedly on the radio show.
I didn't realize we were objecting to things we've heard before.
Wow, and your outrage is so new, too.
It is, too. It feels like we've done this whole conversation.
All right, let's
go. It might be time for a new question.
Time to move on.
All right, here we go.
Number whatever.
What is your favorite show to binge watch?
Wow. I don't know that I have a favorite to binge watch. It's kind of whatever I'm currently binge watching.
Okay.
Like, I would say Community right now is what I want to binge watch.
That's a great show to
binge
watch.
But I cannot find time right now to do it. But Community, I'm only into season two.
Yeah.
And it's totally found its footing. And it's really, really good.
Yeah, season two and three are kind of the high point of the series.
Well, I've got that to look forward to.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, like, look, whenever Marvel puts something out,
mm-hmm.
that's definite binge watching time.
Yep.
How about you?
Lost.
Really?
I've pretty much, there's been at least two summers now where I've watched all of Lost seasons one through
six. So you've rewatched it multiple times.
Oh, yeah.
Even though you know it's going to end with a polar bear and a smoke monster.
It doesn't end with a polar bear and a smoke monster.
That's what I'm pretty sure it does.
No, it ends with a smoke monster, but no, the polar bear's
never watched it.
I know. Like so many of the things you talk about, you've never actually seen them.
Name another. Game of Thrones?
Yes.
I've watched episode one of Game of Thrones.
Really?
Yep.
So you had my DVDs for how many years?
4 years.
And you managed to watch one episode.
Never watched it off your DVDs. I saw that on HBO. I had HBO. Like, my HBO subscription was ending just as Game of Thrones was beginning. So saw that on HBO when it originally aired.
Mm-hmm.
I've watched nothing since.
So what you're telling me is you basically use my DVDs as, like, coasters or something?
Yeah, speaking of which.
No.
I need to borrow something from you.
No. I need some more coasters. Ghost Rider. That is not
big
happening.
Old Negatory Ghost Rider?
Negatory Ghost Rider.
Little CB talk. That's we were doing CB talk on the show yesterday.
Yeah. So, Lost is one that I love. Venture Brothers. Yeah. That's another one that I love to watch. I
haven't watched Venture Brothers.
Oh, it's so good. I think Bobby's watched it, hasn't he?
Probably.
Yeah, I think he said he had watched season one. Season one is a little bit rocky. It kind of, like, the very last episode of season one and then forward is fantastic.
Well, you have to give a show time.
Yeah.
Although, we did try out Conviction on the radio show, and I gave it one, and I'm done.
I gave it three, and I'm done.
Yeah, that was just awful.
In fact, I'm done with all the things. I'm still watching Timeless, but...
I have to say, we watched Timeless the other night, and it was just as stupid as always, right?
Yeah.
It turns out Wernher von Braun, the only reason the United States won the Cold War.
Yep, pretty much.
It, they clearly tell the great man theory of history.
Yes.
Which is ironic given it's a woman historian.
Yeah, well, her knowledge of history has broadened from American history to also World War II
history. She knows it all. She knows it all.
That's clear. Yeah. Well, and same thing with, I don't know if you watched last week's Legends of Tomorrow.
I did not.
So
my DVR didn't work, and I'm thinking I'm going to skip a week of that stuff.
Yeah, so they go in feudal Japan, which
guess what?
Guess what? What's his face is also an expert in
kung fu.
No, just feudal Japan. He knows everything. Like he falls into feudal Japan, and he stands up. He sees like a you know Japanese looking house. He's like, oh, I'm in feudal Japan. It must be about 1670, which they had showed you was like 1676. I'm like, oh, my God.
That's what historians do. Whether it's Lucy or it's Hayward, we memorize facts and
– facts and dates.
Man, battles. When time travel comes, I'm going to be important all of a sudden.
You are going to be – well, I don't know. Are you?
I'm going to matter.
Because you deny that that is what a historian does, so I don't know that you're the historian.
I'm not going to deny it when they come to recruit me.
Okay.
When the NSA comes to recruit.
Right.
I'll pretend like I know all
But then when you're sent back in time, they're going to be like, okay, so what happens here? And you're going to be like, I don't know.
It's going to be a disaster.
I'm like, the timeline's just going to be changing all over the place.
Could you take me to a Japanese-American camp? Because I know that stuff.
There's like, where you're going. Really well. Maybe the AFSC in the 1930s.
Or I could hang out with Quakers in the 30s.
That's really, you know, those two pivotal moments of history.
No, I could also hang out with the comic book industry.
That's true. But so could I.
It's fair.
Yeah. I feel like, and also I feel like none of these.
They'll probably decide then between you and me based on who's more telegenic.
Mm-hmm. That's going to be tough.
Some would say.
That's going to be hard.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. That was a question about favorite show to binge watch.
I'm just trying to imagine that kind of, you know, debate over the telegenic.
Really? How do you imagine it goes?
Yes, Richard, please tell us. How do you imagine this one goes? This is Richard's segment.
Yes.
No, just long and arduous, and I think no one wins in the end.
Ouch.
Yeah.
Maybe true.
Yeah.
But ouch.
That might be a mission statement for the podcast. Long and arduous, and no one wins in the end.
We're always looking for a slogan.
All right, ready for another question?
It's long and arduous.
Oh, this is a good one.
And no one wins in the end. This is a good set of questions so far.
This is quality stuff. Who is your favorite Muppet?
Favorite Muppet?
Mm-hmm.
Animal.
Oh, yeah.
I just loved Animal. Like
Animal.
The total anarchy. Or maybe the Swedish Chef.
Hurdy birdy, hurdy birdy,
birdy meatball.
That's way more coherent than the Swedish Chef, actually.
Yeah. Like, I heard words there.
Yeah, that guy is so drunk when he shows up to work every day. You know, he's just like, he's just loaded.
Yeah. Yeah, no, Swedish. Yeah. Those are quality choices.
Yeah, that's where I'd start. I was always a big fan of Gonzo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, are we sticking strictly to Muppets, or are we including, like, the Sesame Street characters?
Ewoks, no.
No. Okay, so just your straightforward Muppet.
If you want to go Sesame Street, that's okay with me, because I would go Grover on Sesame Street.
I was always a big Bert and Ernie fan with Sesame Street.
You are such a Bert.
I like to think of myself as more of an Ernie.
I know you do, but that's the thing about Berts. Berts always say to themselves, I really think I'm an Ernie, like, deep down inside, but you're...
So does that mean that you're the Ernie, then? Of his
brother. I don't think he's going to go there
in
either.
This pair, I would say that I'm the Ernie.
Of his
brother. Yeah.
I don't think that's true.
Yeah, you're very Bert.
I think we're both very Bert.
It makes you feel better.
Yeah. You're about as Bert as I am.
Bert.
So, yeah, in terms of, I mean, I always liked Kermit.
Kermit's like almost too easy a pick.
It is. That's the thing. See, I knew you were going to ridicule me for that.
He's
I also
pick.
Like Rolf.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know why.
As opposed to Fozzie.
Yeah, I was never a big Fozzie fan.
That surprises me.
Fozzie, why does that surprise you? Fozzie, he's trying too hard.
But I thought that's his whole stick, is that, like, you know, he's always trying to be...
It
like,
is, and I don't right? like that. Thus, oh, I don't like his
okay.
stick.
So you don't like...
Let me walk you through
wait.
These steps.
We could call this segment Richard Explains.
Yeah, no, we call this segment Let Me Explain the Obvious to Richard.
See more of that in the radio show.
Yes. See, Richard,
Let's see
you
if
have
Richard
to find
can piece
exactly
that
what, yeah.
puzzle together.
Yeah, it's an intricate one. That's it's like got, a thousand-piece puzzle.
It's got like two pieces.
It's a thousand-piece. You know? It's one of those like those the magic eye puzzles.
It's two pieces, and it's like a knob and a hook.
And and Richard's still like, what? I don't, what?
Let me see if I can help the audience.
Yeah, but yeah, no, so yeah, not never, Fozzie, I would actually almost go as far as to say that Fozzie's my least favorite.
Wow. I also like Statler and Waldorf.
Oh, the two. Yeah, we're probably.
We might be more of them
yeah.
than Bert.
You're
Murray.
Totally a Waldorf.
You're a Statler. Which one's which?
That was the point of the joke.
Oh, good one.
Statler, and, good one. We are kind of like Statler and Waldorf in a lot of ways.
Well, as we sit on this, you know, tiny little stage and we have people looking at us as we do, you know, a real legitimate podcast.
So here's a question.
Yeah.
If we are the Statler and Waldorf.
Yes.
Does that make Richard Fozzie? Because that's there. Fozzie's the one they always ridicule.
Except Fozzie's too popular.
Yeah. I'd have to be like.
Who would Richard be?
Scooter.
Or Beaker.
Oh, you're not Beaker. Beaker's way too cool.
Well, and
Beaker's too cool.
Beaker's
to be
cool. Way too cool.
Wait, and likable.
I liked Beaker.
Yeah. Okay, I guess it would be the Scooter. I could see that.
What about...
Does Scooter screw stuff up a lot, though?
No.
No, but he doesn't do much either.
No.
To do nothing.
And he's the glasses. He's kind of, you know...
Oh, wait, glasses? Because I'm the only one who wears glasses here.
Yeah.
I think, you know, I think my least favorite was...
I'm the only one wearing glasses in this room.
I think my least favorite was Miss Piggy.
Yeah, not a big
Miss
Piggy fan.
I was never a big Miss Piggy fan. Like, what Kermit saw in that...
I
don't get it. Like,
what about Robin?
Yeah.
Kermit's little frog nephew.
No,
I always liked when Robin showed up.
Hate that stuff. I don't want...
You don't like Robin?
I don't want kid versions of adults. I just don't. Like, I don't want the ex-babies.
Oh, so it's the whole kid thing again.
Not interested.
So not a big Muppet Babies fan.
Not a fan of... Like, why do you need Muppet Babies? Like, the Muppets are perfectly adorable by themselves.
Muppets adorable. Babies adorable. You put them together, super adorable.
I get it. Making more money.
I was never a big Muppet Babies fan.
I'm not a Muppet Babies guy.
Yeah, no.
So, not interested.
Yeah, no. But yeah, so yeah, I'd probably.
Oh, what about Dr. Teeth and the whole band?
Electric Mayhem. I've never the Electric Mayhem. I was never a big fan
of the. Just Animal.
Yeah. Yeah, the others are all. Yeah.
Yeah.
Though I always liked the big monster dude.
Sweetums.
Sweetums.
Kind of come out and dance.
Yeah, I like the big monster dude.
Dance about.
But yeah, I don't know. For some reason, I always had a soft spot for Rolf.
As a kid, I always liked Snuffleupagus.
Oh, yeah. Oh, well, who doesn't love Snuffy?
Yeah. He's like the Eeyore of Sesame Street, kind of.
No.
Well, he can be a little depressive.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Is like he just feels like such not super Eeyore, but like enough that he's like, you know.
No, somebody has to warm Big Bird's nest.
I don't think that's what Snuffy does.
He never said that?
No.
But I feel like you could say like.
I also did not like Big Bird. I found Big Bird very annoying.
Oscar, I liked though.
Oh, Oscar the Grouch is fantastic.
Well, if somebody has to go day drinking
Oscar,
with Oscar,
Bert and Ernie.
I'm pretty sure Snuffy said that at some point. No,
I'm pretty sure that is. You watched a very
what
different
version of Sesame Street did you watch?
Yeah, well, I think he's watching the version that's on HBO now, which has gotten
like the unreleased tapes,
a little darker.
Maybe it explains Bobby because maybe when he used to watch Sesame Street, I did these voices along the way.
Really?
Maybe
that would explain a lot of not just Bobby.
Yeah.
That explains a lot.
There's a lot wrong there.
Yeah. Ready for the next question? We've done five.
Only five?
We're a quarter of the way through.
Only five.
Well, we're only 30 minutes into the show.
Here's an easy one.
We've timed pretty well.
Because we just did this. Yeah. What is the best Halloween costume you have ever worn?
I never wore a good Halloween costume. I was never good at picking them out. I was not very creative.
I was kind of proud of my costume yesterday.
See, I don't think you should have.
It was awful.
It was a great costume.
But you explained to everyone.
He needs to explain it.
Not everyone. Rich Handcuff got it.
It turns out he has to explain it to everybody.
Oh, did Dan get it too?
Dan got it too.
Yeah, that was a quality costume.
Two out of how many?
Yeah.
That's not important.
He's got like a 2% hit rate.
So, I wore a pair of doctor scrubs and a lab coat.
Yes.
And then I had
a 2016. So you were a doctor.
So then I had a 2016 ballot, you know, pinned to me. So I was a doctored ballot. It was a quality costume. Yeah.
The best part of the costume was as we left the radio show yesterday and stepped outside and the breeze came, it kept flapping the ballot up in
his
face.
That was the first time that happened all day.
Walking across the campus with a ballot.
It happened several times, yes. I was like, it didn't happen all day and then just walking out of the radio.
Awesome.
So that was a good costume.
I would talk more about like my worst costumes. Which were those like 70s era plastic masks.
Oh, those are terrible. My Buck Rogers costume that I wore.
Yeah, literally made out of formaldehyde, I think.
I'm pretty sure it's
formaldehyde and lead paint.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, well, the lead paint was on the inside.
I did a Captain America mask.
Okay.
I can still smell it when you tell that story.
I just can still feel like the clammy sweat because you're trying to breathe through the little mouth slit.
Yeah, and then the cheap band that would go around, it would like get caught in your hair and it would like pinch and pull when you took it off.
And it messed my hair up. It was always a problem.
Yeah. Because you want to look good for the ladies while you're out trick-or-treating.
Well, when you're Buck Rogers, you bet you do.
Yeah. Hey, ladies, biggie, biggie.
You're looking for your Wilma Deering. Bitty, bitty, bitty.
I'm pretty sure he said biggie, biggie, biggie.
No, he did not. It's bitty, bitty. I watched Buck Rogers a lot.
I watched Buck Rogers every week when it was on.
I watched it in reruns.
Biggie, biggie, biggie.
Yeah, whatever. I did like Tweaky.
Yeah. Now, were you Pancho Villa?
Not for Halloween, no.
No, but you wore Pancho Villa.
Another good costume.
And you don't want to talk about Pancho Villa.
Do you about that?
Do we not want to bring up that wonderful memory?
Another good right costume was Pancho the year Villa. I went as Mr. Garrison from South Park.
If I knew anything about South Park, I'd probably be more impressed.
He has a little puppet. I had to make a Mr. Hat puppet.
Uh-huh.
It worked really well.
Are you good with the ventriloquism?
No, but neither is he.
Yeah.
So that's,
it works out.
I did not have to be good. So that was a good costume.
What was the best costume you saw last night at your house?
I'm trying to think. There was nothing that really stood out. It was a lot of superheroes. I did like there was one of the kids came up as one of the Incredibles.
How do you feel about costumes like that now that are like so elaborate compared to like the plastic stuff that you were wearing when you were a kid? Like,
it's totally unfair.
Are you jealous? Do you think it's unfair?
It's totally. If kids these days have it so easy with costumes.
Millennials.
Like they don't have to wear.
Yeah.
They don't have to wear the cheap plastic stuff.
Right.
That we did.
Right.
They've got all the cool, like, molded plastic,
It's what made men men back in the days.
Yes. And we had to walk both ways uphill
through
the snow to get to our candy.
I do remember snowing Halloweens.
I don't think we ever had snow on Halloween.
I went out, nonetheless.
Yeah, we never had snow on Halloween. We'd have rain, but we never had snow.
Yeah.
Because it was Oregon. Oregon doesn't get a lot of snow.
What was Luca this year, Dan?
Spider-Man.
Nice.
There you go.
Which I guess counts as a superhero.
Well, we're not sure based on the radio show yesterday.
Yeah. So,
if you count Spider-Man as a superhero,
but yes, I was a Dr. Ballot yesterday. What were you?
I was
nothing.
No, I was myself being played by Mary Pat, who was playing myself.
Yes, that was the best part of yesterday. Was the two students who dressed up as us?
Yeah, they were about perfect.
And they, yes, they were.
When I saw the picture of Mary Pat standing next to me,
Yeah.
I was like, whoa.
Yeah.
I need to up the professionalism a little bit. I think it
The only thing that saves me is the fact that I'm in my costume and not wearing exactly what.
Because otherwise, there's a pretty good chance you would have worn a Flash shirt that day.
It was a radio show day. So even if I wasn't wearing Flash, there's a good chance I'm wearing some sort of ridiculous comic book shirt with the khaki pants and the shirt underneath.
Yeah.
Like, if not for Halloween saved me this year.
You do love your khakis.
So they're just so easy to match. Like, everything goes with the khaki.
Yeah.
Fair. Everything goes with the beige.
This show has just been one insight after another into your soul.
Yes.
The dark recess.
Yeah. I really it's beige.
It's less a pop-pourri than a pet-pourri.
A pop psychology-pourri? I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure Julie came up with this question.
I hope it's about Dockers.
It's not. No. It's just a really kind of random question.
Okay.
Who would you rather have dinner with?
Ooh.
Mick Jagger or Bob Dylan?
Well, I mean, Dylan just won a big award.
Yes, that he apparently finally, acknowledged recently, I guess.
Yeah, he's been kind of a diva about it.
Standoffish.
Yeah, that would be fair to say. He's a weird guy, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it would be a really interesting... I mean, Mick Jagger would have some great stories to tell.
Oh. You don't think Dylan has great stories to tell?
I feel like Jagger has slightly better stories to tell. Don't know why.
It's because he's rock and roll.
I think I'd rather have dinner with Neil Young.
Oh.
No?
I'm not a big Neil Young fan.
Okay.
So.
So, yeah, that's a hard one. I'd probably go Dylan, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, if you go Dylan, I'll go Jagger, and that way we get the best of both worlds.
There you go. Why Jagger?
Because I really don't care which one of the ones I meet with, which ones I have dinner with. So.
Okay, how about this? If you could have dinner with Hall or Oates.
Hall.
Oh!
Yeah, Hall.
See, another Freudian slip there. You really prefer Oates to Hall,
don't
you?
But it's probably more realistic that I would have dinner with Oates. that's probably a more realistic get.
You know, I think if you just start stopping by high school calves in Philly, there's always a chance.
He doesn't go to, random high school cafeterias.
No?
He went to the one that he went to high school
at. Well, then which cafeteria you need to go to.
And so me just showing up at high school cafeterias seems like a flawed plan on at least a couple levels.
No, you'd be like 21 Jump Street. You could totally pass.
You think so?
Yeah. Hey, kids, I'm the sophomore transfer.
Are we talking about 21 Jump Street, the TV series that played it straight? Or 21 Jump Street, the sort of satirical movie?
You know what the truth is? You can't pass neither one.
A lot of people
I don't mean to. It doesn't matter.
Yeah. I get confused with Johnny Depp a lot.
Yeah.
Like that happens to me on such a regular basis.
Yeah. That or Cousin Larry.
More Balky than Cousin Larry, actually.
Hmm. We had that conversation last week.
I'm just saying.
And I bet you get a lot of Danny DeVito, too.
No. Well, yes, because it's largely from you.
I don't see why you see that as an insult.
Danny
DeVito is a comic icon.
He is.
Well, what's so bad about short? There's nothing wrong with short.
He's shorter than I am.
Peter Dinklage is short, but he's still a great actor.
There you go.
Then compare me to Peter Dinklage. That'd be fine.
Really?
Yes.
But you don't look like him.
Sure.
Right. You look more like Danny DeVito.
I have a certain amount. I have the same gravitas as Peter Dinklage.
No.
Hmm. I'm not sure.
Sorry, do you hear a buzzing or something? An annoying little gnat sort of floating.
I thought it was just Richard
somebody
eating
shouting
his
to the
candy.
Door.
No. Yep. All right. I think we've got what? We've done like seven. We got three more questions to get through here.
Yeah, we might not get through them all.
Oh, this is a tough
one. Dan's checking the clock. It's obviously.
Oh, okay. So this is a two-parter.
A two-parter.
Yes.
Yeah.
What is your favorite Thanksgiving side dish?
Oh.
And can you make it yourself?
Mashed potatoes and yes.
Okay. Sweet potatoes and heck no.
You can't make sweet potatoes?
I don't really know how to make anything for Thanksgiving dinner.
You can't make sweet potatoes. Like, you take the sweet potatoes out of a can.
No, you don't take them out of a can.
Pretty sure you do.
No.
This is how we did in the Austin House.
Yeah,
you dump
really
a lot
sweet.
Of, like, brown sugar on them, and then you put marshmallows
sure
on top.
I'm pretty sure we did that. We don't do the marshmallows.
You don't do the marshmallows?
No, no.
There's no point in eating a sweet potato if you don't have marshmallow.
Yeah, no. Sweet potatoes are my favorite. And then mashed potatoes would be a very close
thing. How do you do the sweet potatoes then?
I don't know. Because I've never made them.
What goes into them?
I just eat them.
Like, what are they like? Describe. Are they just like a sweet potato?
No, they're smothered in like a brown sugary kind of concoction.
Yeah.
But, you know.
Butter, brown sugar, and marshmallows.
No marshmallows. The Hamiltons never did marshmallows on the sweet potato.
Huh. Yeah. I like, well, as you know, in our house, like, we went vegan, like, 13 years ago. And so we were
you're vegan? I did not know that.
Huh. When did this happen?
13 years ago.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
So anyway, we had to decide what we're going to eat because all the turkey and the usual stuff goes out. So we implemented a new rule where, like, everybody picks their favorite food, and that's our Thanksgiving dinner.
Right.
So Vicky and I usually end up making mashed potatoes and then, like, a dressing.
Yeah.
Like a stuffing that's not actually put inside a burger.
Right.
And then the kids would pick.
Right.
And so for a long time, it was mashed potatoes, dressing, Fruity Pebbles.
I remember the Fruity Pebbles.
And funnel cakes.
Yes, I remember. So
we literally have a picture of our Thanksgiving table. And because the Fruity Pebbles come in such small boxes, we bought like three of them. And we put them in a huge bowl. So there's a huge bowl of Fruity Pebbles. Mm-hmm. Like, Vicky must have done
American
like.
American Thanksgiving.
She did like four batches of the funnel cake. Like, the funnel cakes were literally piled a foot and a half off the table.
Funnel cakes, or as the Native Americans called them, maize.
I don't think so. Yeah.
Yes, no, I'm pretty sure I've been to at least one of those Thanksgivings.
Yeah, I think when you came, we did the tofu sausages, too.
Yeah, it's been, well, I think the Fruity Pebbles and funnel cakes have not been at the Thanksgiving table in recent years.
Yeah, well, the funnel cake's that's a lot of work to put in.
Yeah, because it's been, the sausage, which was really
good.
That's
oil. Like, the oil gets hot, and then it's hard to dispose of the oil.
I wouldn't know, because I don't cook things.
Apparently not.
I literally would not know how to make a Thanksgiving dinner if my life depended on it.
Well, given that all I have to do is make mashed potatoes.
Except for the cranberries that my dad loved, because he liked them in the can.
Out of the can?
Yeah. And so we would
open the can, dump it out, slice it up?
I'm not even sure we sliced it up. I think we just
just ate it like
I think we just gave it to him as like the big old thing. You can see the shape of the can.
Yeah, like the ridges of the can in it.
Yeah, we always had a can of cranberry for dad.
Yeah, we always go to Vicky's family for Thanksgiving, and they love two things that I hate at Thanksgiving.
Cranberry
and pumpkin pie.
Oh, I love pumpkin pie.
Pumpkin pie is the worst.
Yeah. Like, both those I agree with.
It's not even a pie. Like, it shouldn't even be a pie.
You're
it's like,
so wrong.
Oh, it's disgusting.
That's the thing I love the best about the, November to Christmas. There's pumpkin pie.
No, I hate all things pumpkin, except for pumpkin seeds. Pie. Love pumpkin seeds.
Like when you bake them, kind
of? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Good. Yeah, don't eat them raw.
No.
But yeah, so pumpkin pie is awful. The only way I can eat it, like if I have to be polite and eat it, I need a lot of whipped cream.
Well, yeah, you got to have whipped cream.
Yeah, because it tastes so bad.
Well, no, I'll eat it.
Like, think about it. Like you're invested in the pie only because you're going to load it down. You got to have whipped cream. Pumpkin pie tastes awful.
I eat it without the whipped cream. I love pumpkin pie.
Why you torture yourself like that?
That's terrible.
So good.
It's the worst.
You're weird.
It's better than where we started. I think on the first show you called me an idiot. So,
so weird is a step up from idiot?
I feel like it is.
So you're a weirdiot. Yeah. Okay, I think we're ready
for the
next question.
Remember, we're supposed to be picking on Richard.
Yes.
Not on each other.
Yeah. Okay, so.
Oh, boy.
Do you like mashed potatoes with or without gravy?
Okay, does Julie even, or the, I mean,
the Julie's kids.
Do the kids even listen to the
I'm
show?
I'm not sure. Like, they will, because Julie asked me to make sure and send them the link to the podcast. Okay. I said, you mean you don't already have it?
Yeah.
Because I'm sure you have listened. I think she said she's listened to a couple, but forgot to save the link.
There you go.
Because that's how the internet works. You can't go back and find it again.
Yeah, well, no.
The iTunes thing shouldn't be hard to navigate.
No, it shouldn't be.
So, answers. Sweet mashed potatoes.
Yes. With gravy.
Gravy, no.
What?
Gravy's disgusting.
Oh,
never
come
liked
on.
Gravy.
Gravy's so good.
Did not eat gravy when I was allowed to eat gravy. Don't worry. Vicky misses gravy. I don't miss gravy at all.
Oh, I love gravy.
Gravy's
so much.
Gross.
Oh, it's so good.
You know what goes into gravy?
Gravy. Again, I don't know how to make any of these things.
I just eat them.
Exactly. That is my job at Thanksgiving, is to eat them and then help with the dishes. That is what I do.
Well, the dishes is good to help with.
That is the trade-off. That's always been the trade-off. I do the dishes because I can't – there is literally – I could maybe mash the potatoes. I think I could maybe manage the literal sort of mashing of the potatoes.
I don't know.
Well, Julie has like this cool potato masher, so.
Yeah. Oh, it's automatic.
No.
Have you tried it before?
I think I have.
Yeah, so don't overestimate.
Oh, the other thing I would always do is I would always stir the gravy so that it didn't burn on the
bottom.
Yeah,
of the pan.
Pan. Thank you. Yes, my job. I would stir the gravy.
Yeah,
like that would be my job, is make sure to keep, you know, to kind of slowly stir it to make sure the gravy doesn't burn on the bottom of the pan.
So you're that guy in the family.
I'm totally that guy.
What can we find for Patrick to do?
Oh, I totally am. I am fundamentally useless.
Let's turn the heat off on the gravy and just tell him he's doing something.
Yeah, I am. No, it was on a low simmer, a very low and slow simmer.
I'm convinced Patrick's the guy who gets stuck with the kids because he can do nothing else than entertain small children.
Yeah, that's true. That actually would be another function. I'm playing games with the kids.
That's the only thing you can do.
Yeah, we play Thanksgiving we play a lot of Trouble.
As I recall, typically what happens is you go visit your family at Thanksgiving, and then there's an explosion of Facebook posts about how you're destroying all these, like, six-year-olds at Candyland. I have one again. You're like, Patrick.
Hey.
Like, there's six-year-old kids in Candyland.
Hey.
Candyland
that's
is a
not
complete
just a
game of chance.
that's not just a Thanksgiving.
This is not helping you.
You do understand, though, that Candyland is just chance, right?
But I also kill them at Uno.
A true game of strategy.
A true strategy and complexity.
Yes. Yeah. Let's see. Yellow's
down. Soon you go up and go fish.
Yellow.
Yeah. So, but yeah, that is my job is I play games. I do minimal work in the kitchen. I watch a lot of football.
Yeah.
And then I do a lot of dishes.
All right. We got time for one more?
I think we probably have time for one more.
Uno mas.
All right. Let's see what we got here. Oh, interesting.
Is it?
Are you a beach person or a mountain person?
Ooh, I would say, can I be both?
No.
Okay, I love the beach. Like, if I had to pick one or the other,
yeah.
I'd pick
you do
the
love the beach.
Like, I would live on the beach if I could.
Yeah.
If we could take Misericordia and just physically remove it and put it right on the ocean.
I got two words
for
you.
So that my office has a sliding glass door, and when I go out it, I'm actually on the beach.
Two words for you.
Right.
Satellite campus.
Well, so you can dive into the water.
Balcony.
It's third floor.
Like a nice
satellite
balcony.
Campus.
I for a long time I thought we should try to get like a strategic grant or a user.
Sure, we could probably fit that in the new
DQP
strategic plan.
Money to just physically move us down there.
No, we don't want to move. No, because I mean we're here, but we have the satellite campus at
North Myrtle Beach,
the Outer Banks, or Myrtle Beach, or something like that.
Yeah, Cherry Grove. Yeah, you know, Misericordia.
Or that's where Misericordia Summer Session is held.
Yeah,
is at Myrtle Beach. It'd be like the movie
dream.
Summer School.
My favorite place to go when I was a kid was the beach. Love the beach. I love mountains. Yeah. Love hiking. Love all the stuff associated with mountains.
Yeah.
But if I had to pick, I'm going to the beach. Okay. I know where you're going for sure.
Where am I going?
You're going to the mountains.
No, I'm probably staying in my apartment building Legos or watching TV or something.
Yeah,
fair point. I'm not really either of those things.
Well, you hate water.
Yeah.
Terrified.
No, I did. I enjoyed when we went to Bald Head Island this year. I actually did go in the ocean.
You went in the ocean.
I did. I went in the ocean. I did, wakeboarding. Swam in the pool.
You should try out for the new Baywatch movie.
I don't think that's going to happen. Yeah, that's not going to happen. But yeah, I'm not a big outdoorsy person.
Yeah.
No, you're really more, at all. That's not really my thing.
So you'd be like Legoland would be your choice.
Yes.
Beach, mountains, Legoland.
Legoland or, you know, my couch.
Just your couch. Or watching videos about Legoland.
Watching Lego movies, building Legos.
Fair enough.
You know, going to the bookstore.
But books about Legos.
Yeah. Not just books about Legos. Wow. I read other things.
They talk about Legos.
No.
Comic books.
Yes. Comic book Lego. But yeah, yeah, no, I do. I'm not a big... I would probably go beach of the two.
Yeah.
I'm not a big outdoorsy person.
Yeah.
Much at all.
Well, unfortunately...
I believe we reached the end of the pop pourri.
It's time for us to take a vacation from the podcast.
For about a week.
But next week...
Yes.
Big happenings because the podcast is recorded.
Yes.
And will drop.
Yes.
On election day.
That is correct.
And if you want to get some advice on voting, you want to, you know, think about the world in a new way.
Or if you're just
Podcast and then go vote.
Or if you're just needing an escape from the world as it is.
Hard to imagine.
Yeah, and I can't imagine why you might be feeling that way for the rest of this week.
That's right.
We'll be here, you know, talking a little politics and a little pop culture.
Politics and pop culture. Until then,
we're signing off.
We're signing off. Literally, that's how it's going to end.
I don't know. You're still talking.
We're signing off.
You're still talking.